in the process of being aware and breathing, I, of course, and I assume everybody, have periodic spontaneous thought. Okay? And
yeah.
They aren't connected. It'll be a new topic. You know,
yeah.
How far do I want them apart? Do I want to eliminate it?
Well, I mean, the thing is yeah, I mean, you have to recognize that the function of the mind is to think. I mean, that's its basic function. And so that thoughts arise, and we don't just see it as another impermanent thought formation arising and ceasing. It's me and my ideas and my... So we end up getting hooked by them. And so to be able to... you don't sort of try to hold the thoughts at bay, because that's a good way of really getting them going again. But you have to be attentive to the fact of that's just a thought. And some of them might be useful in order to follow up and reflect and investigate. Most are just going to be, you take, okay, that's just a thought, and just let it go. Just a thought, let it go. Come back to the breath. Because the more clear you are, the more you start to be able to see through the thought process. And it's not dismissing it. It's not trying to annihilate it. But it's sort of really seeing through it. And then there's a discernment there that allows one to have a context for it. And most often you'll just relinquish it. You'll probably learn something from it. But others where you think, oh, that's interesting. I'll follow through on it. And it might be very fruitful. It might be a very fruitful avenue of investigation. But it takes that clarity and awareness and attention to be able to make that discernment. So that you have to train yourself in letting go of the thought processes in order to begin to gain some clarity as to what's useful and what's not useful.
But you're going to have them, huh? There you
go. Oh, yeah.
I was trying to look and see where they... You ever watch the bottom of a pan of water boil? How the bubbles just come from nowhere?
Yeah.
That's where I got with it. It's like,
yeah.
They just come... Boom.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. It's just like that. That's what a mind does.
Just boils up thoughts.
It seems like there's an awareness like about to have a thought, uh-huh. And you can almost decide almost not to let that thought.
Yeah.
And then you might know what the topic was.
Then you don't know if he was going to be interested.
It doesn't feel like sitting there boiling. It's really
right. No, but they're just sort of like popping up randomly.
Yeah.